Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the Word.
David, my husband, had been living with this atrial fibrillation known as AFibs, and the enemy had attacked him while we were preparing for our first tent revival back in April of 2021. And after several attempts to get David's heart beat back into rhythm, the doctors felt that they were left with only one choice, and that was to perform an ablation on him. You know, it is a condition which causes an irregular and often rapid heart rate and can lead to stroke and heart failure. It is also called arrhythmia, which is caused by changes to the heart's electrical impulses. I'm telling you this so that you'll have a better understanding of the situation that we were facing at that time. The day of the surgery, I checked my husband in at the hospital at 5:30 a.m. on the 17th of 2021. One of the reasons for sharing this with you is I want to give God the glory because He deserves all the glory and all the praise because it was Him. It was Him working through me and through David. We did not do anything on our own. You know, and secondly, I want to share it with you to remind you how important it is when the enemy is attacking you to keep your mouths shut. Most of the time, I'm teaching on the Word and how to take the Word of God and apply it to your circumstances or your situation. And that hasn't changed because it is so important that at times that when a lot of people are asking the doctors lots of questions and they're doing all their talking, most of the time, it is better, and I repeat that, it is better for you to keep your mouth zipped up and not say anything. Just be a listener, okay? And so the reason why you need to do this is because your mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into your situation. You know, and access means to give someone the right or the opportunity to use or benefit from. In other words, your mouth gives Satan legal rights. It gives him legal rights to come in and destroy you. In Job 15, verse 6, it says, Your own mouth condemns you, and not I, and your own lips will testify against you. Remember, Satan will benefit from your words by turning them against you like some shrewd lawyer would in a courtroom. You know, and I'll tell you what happened that day. I'll go back to the time that my husband was admitted to the hospital at 5:30 a.m. on the 17th of September in 2021. They took him in surgery. And as I was sitting, I sat outside and I was praying for him. And then they came and got me a few hours later and told me that he was back in the room. And so I went in and then the doctor, he came in shortly after that. And the doctor began to talk to me. And he began to tell me that my husband's surgery did not go well. And he said that all of his vitals were low and that they were going to have to take him back in and do an emergency pacemaker on my husband. And I just stood there, and my husband, of course, was laying on the bed, and he really couldn't say very much. But I didn't say anything. I just listened to what the doctor had to say. It's not that I don't respect what the doctors say. I do respect what the doctors say. However, I do not agree with them. I agree with what the Word of God says. And so I listened. I have a great respect for doctors and nurses. If I need a doctor, I'll go to a doctor. But I will go to the throne first. And so when he walked out, I said, "Thank you, doctor." And then he walked out, and I went over and laid my hands on David's body, over his heart. And I began to pray in the spirit for him. And I prayed in the spirit. And in a few minutes, one of the nurses came in, and they said, "Mr. Ramsey," they said, "your blood pressure is up. Your heart rate's up." And in a few more minutes, they came back in and said, "Mr. Ramsey, this is up and that's up." And it wasn't really long before they had him up, walking him up and down the hallway. And so this was really quite awesome under the circumstances. And the next morning, the doctor came in, and of course, he was surprised, and I didn't really know what to say. But my husband was released that day. And I just want you to know that I believe one of the main things was keeping my mouth shut and not coming into agreement with the doctor. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that where two people come together as agreeing about anything, he says, it shall be done. I did not want to agree with what the doctor was saying to me, because I didn't want my husband to go back into surgery and have a pacemaker. And so I just kept my mouth shut, and I just began to give it to the Lord and began to pray. And as it turned out, like I said, he went home the next day. But as I was saying in Job 15, verse 3 and 6 in the New Living Translation, the Bible says the wise don't engage in empty chatter. He said, "What good are such words?" You know, so I didn't engage in any chatter. I just listened. And sometimes that's your best thing, is silence, just silence. Angels will respond. His angels, God's angels, are activated for our benefit when we speak God's word. Not when we're speaking our word, but when we're speaking God's words. And it says in Psalms 103:20, that bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. You know, there could have been, when I think about it, there could have been a whole different ending to what happened at the hospital that day had I given Satan access by opening my mouth. But I'm so thankful that the Lord has been teaching me through his word that how important it is than who we come into agreement with. And I come into agreement with what God says about me and about my husband. I don't come into agreement with what somebody else says. It is only by opening your mouths that the devil will have the right to come in. I'm going to say that again. It is only by opening up your mouth that the devil will have the right to come in. Don't forget that, because, you know, one of these days, just by keeping your mouth shut, actually could save your life, or it could save the life of a loved one or friend. You know, brothers and sisters, the world that we live in today can be and is a very frightening place. It seems that just as we think we have gotten a handle on one battle, we are faced with another battle. However, the Lord reminded me of this word in Hebrews 10, verses 37 through 39 in the Voice Translation. It says, as the prophet Habakkuk said, in a little while, only a little longer, the one, capital O, the one who is coming will come without delay. Hallelujah. In verse 38, he says, but my righteous one must live by faith. For if he gives up his commitment, he said, my soul will have no pleasure in him. You know, the Strong's Concordance puts it this way. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Think about that. It says in verse 39, we are not of those who give up hope and so are lost, but we are of the company who live by faith and so are saved. Praise God. I believe more and more, as the Lord Jesus delays, as he tarries, that we're going to face more challenges in walking with our Lord. We have already faced many challenges in our lives, and some, depending on your age, probably more than others. But we have so many more challenges ahead of us that we're going to be faced with. I don't know exactly what those challenges are, but I do know that they are coming. That I know. I believe that's why he's given me this message. The title to the message is Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves. But I also pray for a spirit of boldness, that the Lord would always give me a spirit of boldness to speak his word and to speak it with truth to everyone that I'm ministering to. You know, when I said you're sending them out like sheep among wolves, because that's what it feels like. It feels like danger is lurking everywhere around every corner. Matthew 10:16 says, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be as cunning as snakes, but as innocent, he said, as doves. In the Message translation, it says, stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you to. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack, he said. So don't call attention to yourselves. Be as cunning as a snake and inoffensive as a dove. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that the things that are coming toward us, it doesn't take a scientist to look around and see that we are living in the end times. It lines up with the book of Revelations and the whole Bible, but it also, when you see all this stuff going around, and this is what Jesus told us in his word, that when we see all these things taking place, is to look up. But I really think that with all the things that are taking place, that is not too far in the future. How far, I do not know, because the Lord says only the Father knows. Even Jesus doesn't know when he's going to be coming back. But I do believe that it's going to be soon. And I believe that some of the things that we're going to be faced with is going to be hazardous, in hazardous situations, in hazardous work assigned to us. And we might be actually feeling like a sheep running through a wolf pack. And sometimes I have felt that way. But we also have to understand, you know, in one translation uses the word wise as serpents and innocent as doves. I do not minimize the coronavirus by no means that the enemy has brought on us, and it was brought on by the enemy. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And if you're a believer, a Christian, then you know it was demonic too. And some are still getting the virus. So I do not minimize the coronavirus by no means. But even now, there's people getting the virus. My oldest daughter and granddaughter had it about a week and a half ago. So it's still going around. But we should keep in mind who we are. That's the most important thing that we can do. We have to keep in mind who we are. And we have to keep in mind who we represent and belong to here on this earth. In Psalms 100, Verse 3 in King James says, Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We need to see ourselves as the warriors that we are. We are ambassadors for the King. We are ambassadors to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we should never forget that. He has made us warriors, and he has made us overcomers. In Romans 8:37 in the Passion Bible, it says, Yet even in the midst of all these things, he says, We triumph over them all. For God has made us more than conquerors, and his demonstrated love in our glorious victory, he said, over everything. Not just victory over a few things, he said, but victory over everything. We Christians are God's ambassadors in that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. I, too, am a servant of God. I'm an ambassador of God, and I have been approved and appointed and anointed to be a teacher of his word. And each of you listening out there today, I'm sure that the Lord has called you and anointed you to do certain things for the kingdom too. It doesn't always have to be in the pulpit. It doesn't always have to be in the choir. But wherever you are, the Lord has given you an assignment. And in that assignment, you need to be the warrior and the conqueror that God has created you to be. There is no time left for any weaklings. There's no time left to be running afraid. It's time to get that spirit of boldness and stand up. You know, the Lord tells us in Ephesians, we need to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is God's Word. We need to take that Word and begin to speak that Word over our situations and whatever's going on, and have faith in the Word of God. There's so many people listening out here today that I believe they don't really have faith in the Word of God. They believe in God, but they don't believe in the Word enough to act on it. I mean, you believe in the Word, but not enough to act on it. I had someone telling me not too long ago when I was talking to them about some things, and another person, the other person understood what I was saying and was receiving it, while the other one, you know, kind of looked at me and they said, well, I'm not very religious. And I said, I'm not religious either. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. There's a big difference between religion and Christianity. And I'm not religious. And she said that she believed in God. She goes to, I won't say which church, but she goes to a church. She says she believes in God, but she did not believe that the Bible was God's Word. She thought it was just written by men. Well, you know, the Bible has several writers, but it only has one author, and that's the Holy Spirit. Every word in the Word of God was inspired from Genesis to Revelations by the Holy Spirit. He inspired them and taught them, just like He teaches me. The Holy Spirit teaches me how to do what I need to do. So I call on the Holy Spirit to help me, that when I open my mouth, that the Holy Spirit will just fill it with things that the people need to hear, and give me the boldness to speak it, to speak the truth. And the Holy Spirit, if you feel like the Lord has called you into doing something, don't feel like that it's something that you can't do. I mean, there's many things that God has called me to do that I wasn't educated to do. I had no experience in it. But God knows what you can do and what I can do, and He knows what we can't do. And God will never ask you to call you to do something that He won't qualify you for and that He won't provide for you. He'll provide everything for you. And so we need to understand that and just go ahead and quit sitting in the church pew or sitting on the sofa waiting to hear from God. You've already heard from Him. Now all you need to do is just step out in faith. And just like when I stepped out in faith that first time when the Lord called me to the ministry 28 years ago, I was kind of afraid too. But I stepped out, and even though it wasn't where He was sending me, because I didn't know, I knew it was one of three things. But as I stepped out, friends, then the Lord told me what He wanted me to do. And it wasn't something that I was looking forward to. I mean, He sent me to the jail. But I did, you know. I went and I ministered to those people, and eventually at the prison, a state prison, and eventually became their volunteer chaplain there. But you know, that was a ministry. That was the Lord building a foundation for me to be where I'm at today. So He's never going to start you on the top. You know, as a matter of fact, in His Word, He says, you know, you should never have a novice. That's somebody that's new, and you know, maybe a new Christian getting up and preaching. They need some foundation in order to do that. And I believe that a lot of you listening out there today have been called. And all you want to do is step out in faith. And once you start doing it, then you'll get more confidence and you'll become more bolder. And then you'll be able to do what God is calling you to do, because the Holy Spirit will help you. He's your teacher. The Bible says in John that He's your teacher. He's your helper. He's your advocate. He's your comforter. The Holy Spirit has taught me everything from how to use the computer to being the chaplain to ministering the Word of God all over the world. And I'm just a plain old ordinary country girl that was raised on a farm with 13 kids. But you know, it doesn't matter your past, and it doesn't matter where you came from. All that matters is that you just take and be the ambassador that God has called you to be, and just step out in faith and put your trust in the Lord. You know, it says here, we Christians are God's ambassadors, as I said before, and that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. So we speak not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, and I strive to teach and preach as the Holy Spirit leads, and not to please man. I do not intend to try to preach to please man. I want to preach to please the Lord. And I honestly believe if I'm preaching what the Holy Spirit's given me, that it's going to minister to you that are listening. Brothers and sisters, we represent another kingdom, according to John 18:36, and it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. I'm going to say that again. It is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. In John 18:36, it says, Jesus answered Pilate and said, my kingdom is not of this world. This was when Jesus had been taken up before Pilate, when the Jews took him up there. And this is what Jesus was doing by answering Pilate. And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, if my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that they would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. And there may come a time when we are faced with a life and death situation, and the decision we make will make all the difference. I want you to keep that in mind, that one day you may be have to make a decision that could be life or death decision, and it's really going to be important to what that decision is. I think the main reasons why we have trouble getting victory in our situations is because we are focused on the natural. We focus on the things around us that Satan has put around us, and so we focus on the problem instead of focusing on God, our Creator. In other words, we need to be looking at the instead of looking at the seen, we need to be looking at the unseen.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for the power that is in your word. And according to your word in Job 15:6, you said it's our own mouth that condemns us and not you, and that our own lips testify against us. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into our situations, that it gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy us. Father, I thank you that you are our protection from our enemy Satan, and I thank you that you have allowed your angels to respond when we're in trouble. Your angels are activated for our benefit when we speak your word. Father, I know that sometimes it feels like danger is lurking everywhere, around every corner, that we're being sent out like sheep among wolves. Help us to understand that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Also help us to see ourselves as the warriors that we are, ambassadors of the King Jesus, hallelujah. And we shall not be afraid, for the spirit that God has given us does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and encouragement. I thank you, Lord, with you on our side, we have already won the victory, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.